Welcome to the message segment of Element of Carry Center International. Listen and be blessed.
Welcome your neighbor. Tell your neighbor sitting by your left, by your right, welcome to the month of February. Congratulations, you made it through. You're looking beautiful. Are you ready for the word of the Lord? Get a response. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Apostle Paul stated something in the book of Corinthians to the Corinth church. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, he says, "You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men." Praise the Lord. Now, he was emphasizing that Christians are living witnesses and their character is a public testimony of Christ's work, meant to be read by everyone. Glory to God. So your life as a believer, your life as a Christian ought to be ministering to somebody else on a daily basis. As many people that come across you, your life is meant to be ministering to them. You may not be holding the microphone as I'm holding, but your life is on a daily display. Hallelujah. Now, people handle pressure differently. How you respond to offenses, how you treat your spouse, how you treat your friends, how you raise your children, and how you act when no one is watching. Now, you may be surprised that not everybody reads the Bible, but people read you. Hallelujah. They read your every move. All of what I have listed are things that people look out in different persons that make them take certain decisions. Hallelujah. So may I ask you, what is your life communicating? What is your life communicating? I'd like you to know that your character, it speaks louder than your charisma. Hallelujah. Now, today we see all around us a breakdown in societal value. We see marriages crumble in a few years. People are married 1, 2, 3 years. They're already complaining that they are tired. We see children failing in behavior. We see the effect all around us. Hallelujah. And why is this? I want to believe it's because we are yet to acknowledge God's first institution. Praise the Lord. I'll be ministering on what I entitled your life, the loudest sermon in your family. Your life, the loudest sermon in your family. Now, the family is God's first institution. And the home is the first pulpit, whether you're a believer or not. Everybody comes from a family, and every family has a home. Praise the Lord. Now, one of the most powerful messages that you would preach is not probably the one that you read, but the one that you live in. Hallelujah. Because those around you are watching. Your wife is watching. Your husband is watching. Your children are observing. Your home is being shaped by your daily example. Your life then becomes a living curriculum because you're creating a doctrine in your family. I'd like us to turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. The Lord wants to give us a word. Wisdom for living. Now, Apostle Paul was speaking here to Timothy, giving him a wise counsel, telling him to take heed of his ministry. Here, I will liken your ministry to be your family. We all have our different ministries. Some of you, your ministry could be operating in the gifts that God has given to you. Some is on your job, your marketplace. Praise the Lord. Wherever your purpose lies, that is where your ministry is expected to function. And so I would like to take this message referring to the family, because we all can relate with our families. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I know that nobody wants his or her family to fail but be announced. So let's read. Please put it back. Let's read 1 Timothy 4 verse 12 together. One, two, go. But be an example. Hallelujah. It says, let no one despise your youth. So we're not talking about age here. We're talking about where you're expected to function. But be an example to the believers. Number one, in word. Number two, in conduct. Number three, in love. Number four, in spirit. Number five, in faith. And number six, in purity. Praise the Lord. Now, to be an example in word is talking about how you talk, how you relate with people. Like I said, I would narrow this message to our family because there's something the Lord wants us to have an understanding about. Now, how do you talk to, for those that are married, how do you talk to your wife? How do you talk to your husband? Do you talk to your wife with respect? Do you talk to your husband with respect? Or you are like a field marshal in the house. When you want to talk, everybody is jittery. Once they hear you open your mouth, everybody takes cover. Praise the Lord. How do you talk? How do you relate with your friends? If you're not married, how do you relate with your friends? Do the words that come out of your mouth are all insult or abuse in the name of I am joking? As a believer, I say be an example in words. Praise the Lord. Or you're the type that once your children hear you tap your horn, they are looking for where to hide themselves. Some of us grew up in such an environment. Once we hear our fathers coming, or we hear our mother's voice, we are looking for what to do. We are pretending like we've been busy while they were away. We are, because we do not want them to shout or beat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How do you honor your parents? How do you honor your parents? Proverbs chapter 20 verse 7 says, the righteous man walks in his integrity, and then his children are blessed after him. His children follow the path that they have seen. Praise Master Jesus. Example in conduct is your behavior. Are you the one that you're ready to fight at any time? You're quarrelsome, but you're a believer. Are you the one that boasts how hot-tempered you are? Nobody touches you and goes scot-free. The scripture says that anger lies in the bosom of a fool. But we hear people brag about it. I'm very hot-tempered. We brag about rubbish. Hallelujah. You hear people say, I pity the people around you. Some husbands, you hear people say, I pity the wife. What kind of man is this? What kind of woman is this? Who raised you? Who is your father? Who is your mother? It is the way you carry yourself, the behavior that you exhibit. Say, be an example in your ministry, in words, in conduct. Many of us don't really know that we are preaching to people. Because everyone expects that because you hear the word of God, it should refine you. It should transform you. We don't just come to hear and go back the same way. 1 Peter 3 verse 1. It says that women, wives, be submissive to your husband. That even if some do not obey the word, that without the word, they might be won by your conduct. How can you win your husband? 247, you are in church. 247, you're listening to one message or the other. But if your husband says one, you say 20. At home, you can't do anything. You can't develop yourself. You can't take care of yourself. You are lazy. You can't cook. You can't take care of the children. How do you think that you can talk to your husband concerning the things of Christ that you hear all the time, but it's not refining you? In every area of your life, it should reflect that you hear the word of God. Because it is for correction. It is for instruction. It is profiting to you. Hallelujah. Say, be an example in love. We're going somewhere. Be an example in love. Now, do you exercise patience? Many of us we lack patience. I am learning to be patient in so many things. Praise the Lord. When mistakes are made in the family, do you take your time to explain so that the person gets an understanding of where he or she has failed? Do you sacrifice? Or is it only for convenience sake that you do things? Hallelujah. Do you forgive without records? I've counseled some persons, and then you hear people say, that was how she did the last time. That was how he did the last time. Counting offenses all the time. Talking about family. Do you always refer to past offenses? Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2 says, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. Do you forgive without having to count? Hallelujah. It says, an example in spirit. This is referring to your attitude. It's talking about the inner disposition of your spirit man. Are you humble? Are you peaceful or you're hostile? Are you domineering? Are you teachable or you are defensive? A lot of persons are very defensive. Ask a simple question. They'll begin to tell you why they have done what they did and not answer the question you ask. Why did you come late? Oh, I would have been here. It's just that when I was coming, why did you come late? There was traffic. It ends there. But we try to want to defend everything that we do. You correct somebody is an error. The person picks it on a rebound. He says, be an example in spirit. Do you intimidate the people that are around you? Do you intimidate them? You want to show, I get power, I get influence. Some husbands, some wives can't talk to themselves because the man is always intimidating the woman. By the words that he speaks, he talks the woman down, and then the woman begins to feel less of herself. He compares the woman with somebody else outside. Did you not see her before you married her? Or is it the men? Sometimes when the women are talking, good for nothing husband. Hallelujah. Or is it those that are not married, the youths? Some people will talk to their parents anyhow. They will insult their mothers. They will insult their fathers. Why? Because probably they could not put food on the table. All their fathers or their mothers depend on them for the livelihood in the home. And so they become domineering. They begin to intimidate their parents. We're going somewhere. Proverbs 15 verse 1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath. Harsh words stirs up anger. So the spirit, your inner man, it sets the atmosphere in a home. Have you ever been in a home where husband and wife are quarreling and giving themselves silent treatment? You almost choke inside that house. You will almost choke because this one is facing this way. This one is facing the other direction. And then there's this cold aura that the house is giving. One thing many of us do not know is the fact that our face, it tells how our spirit man is. If your spirit man is happy, you will see it on your face. Your countenance will be joyful. If something is troubling you, you also see it, even though you're not saying anything. Your inner man, your face, it tells what is wrong with you. Hallelujah. Says, be an example in faith. That is how you build your faith through tough or challenging situation in a family. Do you trust God when there is financial dryness? Do you trust God enough when the job is not coming? Do you trust God when conception, pregnancy is being delayed? How do you react? If you have children, your children are watching. When there's any shakeup in the house, they are looking because they are learning from you. Most of the time, we think children don't understand what we are doing. We think that children do not understand body language. But I tell you, as they hear, they are also observing the things that you do. They are also observing how you respond to their mother, how you respond to their father, and they are copying. Praise the Lord. They learn by faith. They learn by seeing what is happening. We're talking about purity, example in purity, relating it to your lifestyle. You don't teach purity, but you live it. You don't teach purity, but you live it. In your marriage, it's not a marriage seminar, but God wants to correct something. In your marriage, are you faithful? Whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, the man has his own. The woman is sneaking about with her own. Adultery has become the order of the day, and we find nothing wrong in it. The young ones, the singles amongst us, fornication is like pure water now. It's free for anybody that cares. If you have anything to give to me, I would. Praise the Lord. Now you might think, for those of us that are married, that our children don't know, you might think they're not listening to your conversation. You might think they don't know that there's somebody that calls you all the time, that you have to walk away, going to the bathroom to answer. Or you might think that your child would, except, listen, many of you have password on your phone. But let me shock you. Your children know the password. You might think they don't know, but they know the password. Hallelujah. You know, some time ago, in my other ministry, my former ministry, in the women's group, suddenly a pornographic video was sent on the women's group. And when we began to dig into it, the woman said that it was her daughter that mistakenly sent it. But it was her number that was showing on the women's group. So that means that she had a pornographic video on her phone. Praise the Lord. Very vibrant. When you see kabash in here, you will never believe. You are laughing. Let me check your phones now. We'll see. They are the back, Abby. Okay. What do you watch on your phone? What do you engage your mind with? What do you engage your mind with? Praise the Lord. So sometimes when you see a boy or a girl behaving badly, look back to the home. Praise the Lord. We're going somewhere. What kind of boundaries do you keep? One day, I went to the market and I saw somebody wearing one very hot bomb shirt. I was so uncomfortable because I saw her wearing a marriage band. And then as I wanted to call her, the woman that sat beside me said, "No, call her more. It will cost you." I said, "Let her cost me. Let her cost me. Today, I want to receive this cost." And I stopped her and I asked her, I said, "Everything is showing, no." She said, "My husband said I should dress like this." I said, "Oh no, your husband did not ask you to come out like this. Dress like this is so that he can see you and not look outside. But whether you like it or not, if you like, wear your very skimpy things and go out. It does not stop a man that is not disciplined to cheat. Your husband wants you to be naked on the road. No problem. He will also look for the one that has not dropped one. Is it not nakedness, decency, indecency everywhere? Today, we cannot differentiate a married woman from a single woman. We cannot differentiate. Praise the Lord. It says, be an example in purity. It's not only for you to know how to pray. Your life, your entirety of your life should be preaching, ministering to somebody. Hallelujah. So as a husband, as a wife, as a young boy, as a young girl, do you put all of these things into consideration? It's not only to kill demons. We're not going to kill any demon here today. We are going to kill the demon that we created by ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. If children see anger and insults as being normal around you, they will learn disrespect. They will learn rudeness. They will learn aggression. If they see kindness as being normal, you will see compassion in your children because they know something happened when my son came around. And when he told me the figure he gives to somebody, I shouted. I said, "Eh?" He said, "Why are you shouting? Are you not the one that teaches to give is good?" I said, "Okay, I'm sorry." Praise the Lord. If you see how people handle or respond to issues calmly without panic, I tell you that child will learn resilience. Because something is bothering you, but you're not acting like something is bothering you. You are walking like everything is normal. If that child comes across that kind of issue, he or she will not fret about anything because he or she will remember. Children do not forget. Praise the Lord. If they see that you're always praying, if they see that you're very, you know, drawn to the things of the Lord, I tell you, they will have reverence for God. Hallelujah. Now, some of you are the way you are today because of how you saw your parents. How you saw your parents handle things, how you saw them treat matters. How you saw them attend to issues. Now their reaction is a testimony for you today. I cannot even understand why all men have this attitude. If they don't have money, they'll be shouting.
If there's no money, the men will be shouting. They'll be getting angry with you for nothing. You know why? Because you saw your father do that. That is why it is common amongst men. Because do you people meet somewhere to talk? That if you don't have money, you will start getting angry. Eh? Is there body? Is it... Praise the Lord. How do you explain it? How do you explain it? People are laughing, but I know if I ask your wife, now your wife will tell me. You do it, right? Why do you do it? You don't know. Pressure. Hallelujah. Listen, if you're a woman and you saw your mother respond with tears on matters, the likelihood that you will learn fear is very evident. Because instead of you seeing her kneel and pray through matters, she's there crying. And if she's complaining about how this one has done me this, blaming everything on her husband or the people that are around, my dear, you will grow up having excuses. You will grow up also blaming everything on everybody except you. Praise the Lord. But if you see your father take responsibility or your mother take responsibility, I tell you, you begin to learn maturity. Sometimes the maturity might come from heaven, but sometimes it's because of the things that we see around us that helps us to mature. Praise the Lord. One thing that I've come to understand by the things that I read about marriage is that, hallelujah, is that marriage is like a sermon without microphone. That is what marriage is. It teaches your children, it teaches you what love looks like. Hallelujah. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. We're narrowing down more to family now. Deuteronomy chapter 6. You will say, I'm not married. Why is this one not consign me now for married people? You will be married. No knowledge is lost. You will be married. You will have children. Did I hear an amen? Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 through to 7. And these words which I command you today shall be in your hearts. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Hallelujah. Now, what are these words? Take notes. These words has to be in you first before you can mirror it to somebody else. It has to be in you. And now, what are these words? That you love the Lord your God with the whole of your heart. You love your neighbor. Honor your parents. Hallelujah. They are the commands of God. Glory to God. Is you obeying the principles of the Lord? You yourself, you should be the first one to take note, to acknowledge and do, practice them. Before you are able to teach, you cannot give what you don't have. And then verse 7 says, and then you will teach your children. When you don't know, how can you teach? He says, teach them diligently. You're talking, sitting down. You're walking, you're teaching. You're moving, you're teaching. What is that telling you? That your life is an example. Everything that you're doing is what they are learning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, he's talking about training. Thank God today is dedication. I hope you're listening. Now, the training that is being referred to in this Deuteronomy is the same training in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train them in the way they should go, so that they don't depart from it when they are old. Hallelujah. Now, it's a call to responsibility. It's a call to responsibility. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. And it's a divine strategy for generational impact. God is not just concerned about your success. He's concerned about the generation that will follow you. He's not just concerned about your success. What you're leaving behind should speak. Look to my father, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Generational impacts. Praise the Lord. So you can agree with me that parenting is not by accident, but intentional. You know, some of the breakdown that we see is because babies are giving birth to babies. Babies are giving birth to babies. A lot of immature girls. Because they think they have breasts. They are up to 18. Then they are mature to have a baby. Aside from those that probably were abused. I'm talking about the ones that open their eyes very wide. Because they are 18. They are 19. Marriage is, you have to be psychologically, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually ready to become a mother, to become a father. A father will give the son, a baby, to smoke what he's smoking. And you call yourself a daddy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you training? You are learning. Thank God. Praise the Lord. You see, one reason that divorce is very rampant today is just because they enter a relationship or marriage with a wrong mindset. Unrestricted sex. I don't get license. I'm not hiding anymore. Praise the Lord. And so when you get into it, and then what you don't know is that when you marry, after some time, you go tire. When they touch you, say, leave me alone now. But many of you young girls, you think that free show, anytime, anywhere, I'm available. You go tire. That is why you need to be prepared. That is why in every area you need to be ready. You need to be prepared because you are meant to give birth to generation. And when you do not know, it is the result we see today. A girl of 12, 13, sexually active. Why? Because they are seeing their mother. When I used to go out to speak to children in schools, I hear children of 12, 13, how they will complain that their mother's boyfriend came to the house and then the boyfriend slept with them and their mother would tell them, shh, no talk. One said, I know that Sister Victoria can relate with what I'm saying. When you go to talk to children in schools, you'll be amazed at what you will hear. Sometimes I'll be shaking. I wouldn't even know what to respond because of the things that I hear them talk about. What example is your life communicating? You have younger ones. What are you doing? What are they learning from you? It's not only about married people. What are they learning from you? You will come and you'll say, see, I go introduce you to one guy. The guy get money. Anything when it's make you do, do him. You're telling your younger one like that. You will say they are not in this church. Now lie. Una de duam. We all pretend because you've not been caught. What is your life communicating? Say, be an example in the ministry I have called you. If you are a senior sister or senior brother, it's a ministry that God has called you because there are people behind you. It is what they see you do, they will do, and do worse. Hallelujah. Says, train up a child in the way that he should go. It means dedicate. It means nurture. It means initiate. It means guide them with consistency. I was watching a film yesterday, and the mother kept saying she had the child when she was a teenager. And then she kept saying, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. And the girl had to tell her, you're telling me that I'm spoiled. Inside me and you, who spoiled pass? After all, you had me when you were a teenager. And she almost wanted to slap the girl. The girl said, don't try it though. Don't try it. That's what she learned. Hallelujah. Train them, discipline them with purpose. Not occasional correction. All the time, they will get tired of you, but keep correcting. Do you fulfill your ministry? Hallelujah. If you love without correction, what are you likely to produce? A rebellion. Hallelujah. Now you're meant to teach values. You're meant to set boundaries. You're meant to model behavior. You are meant to correct them, as I said. Now it is easier to correct a child than a grown adult. Very easy. Hallelujah. So that when they are old, they will not depart. It's like you're sowing a seed. You're making an investment in the life of someone, in the life of a child, in the life of your siblings. You're making an investment. You're sowing a seed. Don't worry. By the time if you say, oh, but I have taught this child to walk in this path and this child derails, there's what the Bible calls a prodigal son. At the end of the day, those words, listen, I read somebody's testimony. The boy said, I grew up in a Christian home, but somehow along the line, I deviated and began to do a lot of worldly things. I began to do a lot of things that could not just match up with my family. And then one day, each time I close my eyes, I hear my mother's prayer. I hear where my mother is praying. And he said he went on for years that one day him alone wore his cloth and went to a church, prayed to God, and went back home to ask why that seed that was sown germinated. Praise the Lord. So even when a child or somebody wanders off, there is a word that has been planted. That is why it is good for you to teach them, show them the example. Even when they derail, at some point, that word that is like a seed will begin to grow. And when it bears roots properly, they will return. They will remember everything that you have taught them. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus. I pray that no words spoken over your child will fail. No words spoken over your family will fail. In the name of Jesus. Let me talk to you a little bit. The scripture says, honor your father and your mother. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 to 3. Honor your father, your mother. The first commandment with a promise. What is this promise? Verse 3. Can we read it together? That it may be well with you, that you will prosper in everything you do, and then you will have long life. Hallelujah. Many of us don't have a relationship with our parents. We are holding on to what they have done. You don't want to have anything to do with your father. My father was not there for me. My mother was not there for me. But their blood still runs in your veins. Their blood, it still runs in your veins. Some of the things that we go through today is not as a result of one demon. It's because of what we are doing. We've dishonored the God over our lives. Even if your parents don't acknowledge that they are the gods over your life, it's written in the scripture. Because how else can you explain that things will go well with you and you will live long. If it's not that, it's a God that gives that kind of grace. So your parents are the God over your life. And then you disrespect them. You abuse them. You bring tears to their eyes. And then you expect things to go well with you. And you expect to live very long. If a mother puts her hand on her breast and makes declaration, I pity that person. If the mother puts her hand on her womb, there's whether you're separated, they cut the placenta or not, there's still a connection. There's still a connection. He says, so that you will live long. So that you will excel in everything. It's only God that has that ability to extend your life and cause you to prosper. And that same grace he puts upon your parents. And that's why he says, honor them. Give them the highest value. Give them the highest respect. Some of us don't. We insult them. We make them cry. A mother said to the son, the only land your father left, you sold it and you took off with the money for 8 years. Now you're coming back to me with nothing. I cursed the day I gave birth to you. It is life. It is not home video. The woman cried with pain. I cursed the day that I gave birth to you. Tell me what will become of that boy. Already, everything has scattered. Somebody who went with over 28 million came back with short knicker and t-shirts. The mother said, don't touch me. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I have already told myself that you are dead. Praise the Lord. Let's look at another scripture. If the Bible says to the youth, flee youthful lust, pursue. You find that in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. 2 Timothy. We're going somewhere. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Flee also youthful lust. But pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace. Can you see that some of the conduct, the examples that you should give is also here. With those who call on the name of the Lord. It is written. You have heard it preached over and over and over again. You know, but body today scratch you. You can't hold yourself. No self-control. You lay about. Let me show you something. Go to Leviticus chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 27, I believe. 27, 28. Go there. And after all this, if you do not obey me, you see the me is a capital letter, God, but walk contrary to me, 28, then I also will walk contrary to you in anger. And I, God, even I, God, will chastise you. How many times? For what? How can you do well? Oh, they are quiet now. Not be me talk. It's written. If you do contrary to what I have said, I will punish you. So some of the things we are binding the devil for, now we, now the demon, we are binding ourselves. He said, don't do, just obey me. I have said, don't do it. Don't do it. If you do anything contrary to what I have said, 7 times you did me one. Me, 70 times 7, I will give it back to you. So when things are not working for you, look inward. Ask yourself, in what way, in what direction is my life going? Forget family pattern now. You look yourself first. Look at yourself in the mirror. What is your life teaching? What is your life preaching about? What can somebody say about you? What? Tell somebody your life is the loudest sermon. Say it now. Why are you people cold on me? What did they tell you? Tell them again. And what is the response? I will change. I will begin to preach well with my life. So that when I step out, they see the glory of God in me. You say you're praying, let my light so shine. You dim your light by your own self. By your own self. You, by your own self, you carry black cloth, cover the light. Your life, you might think no one is watching, but people are seeing. People are watching you. Your wife is watching. Your husband is watching. Somebody say, I don't know what to do. My husband cannot stay without having a girlfriend. I don't even understand it. I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm everything. But my husband, he's always cheating on me. Young girls, when I leave people husband, they say it doesn't matter whether you wear ring. Now married men, I sabi take care of girls. Okay. You know what you're doing? There's what they call sowing and reaping. There's what they call sowing and reaping. When you give another person prayer point all the days of her life, you can't marry your own. Your own will be times 10. I know the cost. But it is what you have sown. A woman every day is praying to God, separate my husband from this woman giving me pain. You are a prayer point. You are still telling yourself, now married man shall be taken. That they pay like water. Yes, that they pay. They pay like water. And you too, you will pay when you get married. It's what you sow, you will reap. You will not sow orange and see, think it's mango that will come out. If you do it, keep doing it, oh, don't worry. Except you marry pastor, the pastor will begin to sleep with choir members. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You cannot eat your cake and have it. That's the point. You can't eat your cake and have it. It's wisdom for living today. Get wisdom. Tell somebody, get wisdom. Get wisdom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I believe that God has spoken to somebody today. I believe that God has spoken. Not be every time when they talk about demon, die. Not be every time. Sometimes we need the wisdom. We need the truth. Because it's in the house of God that you get the truth. If I tell you for outside now, you feel beats me, you feel curse me. But then I have the authority. That is why I'm speaking. Rise to your feet. Hallelujah. We're going to pray with Leviticus chapter 26. Says, if you do not obey me, I will, but walk contrary to me. The Lord says, I will walk contrary to you in anger, in fury. He says, I will walk contrary to you as well, in anger, and I will chastise you 7 times. You alone know your relationship with God. He searches the hearts. I want you to cry out to God this meeting. That in any area, you've been disobedient to your parents. To your wife, you've caused her pain. To your husband, you don't give him joy. You don't give him peace. He says, wife, submit to your husband. Husband, you are the priest of the home. You are the one that God has given the mantle. In Ephesians chapter 5, if you read from verse 21 downwards, submit it to one another. love her, and you've given her only but pain. All she does is to cry. Or you are a child. You still be somebody picking, whether you don't grow or not. You are a child to your father. You are a child to your mother. You have in one way or the other afflicted pain to your parents by your actions, by your attitude. Ask the Lord for mercy, because you have what contrary to the commands and the instruction of God. So that God will not come against you. So that when the money starts slipping away, you will not start kabashing and giving pastor work to begin to pray. Meanwhile, you are the cause. Open your mouth and begin to ask the Lord for mercy, and let the Lord show you his face, his presence. His word is for correcting. If you have caused pain to people, ask God for mercy and refrain from it. If that is the demon that you have built inside of you, cause that demon to die. Love your wife. Take care of your wife. You will see the best come out of your wife. Women, submit. You're not in a competition. Two captains cannot run a ship. The Lord has commanded that you submit, but you can win your husband with your conduct. Stop being dirty. Stop being lazy. Develop yourself. Not because I have one, a child, two children, you leave yourself like you're 9 months pregnant all the days of your life. Your tummy cannot go down. Take care of yourself so that your husband will not begin to look for chances outside. It's doable. It's doable. There's nothing that is impossible with God. And you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
The message you've just listened to was brought to you by Elements of Carry Center International, number 6, Otokutu OPT Road, after Plantation City Estate Fence, OPT. You can worship with us every Sunday, 8 a.m., for our celebration of grace service. Wednesdays are for Bible study, 5 p.m., Fridays for prayer and counseling, 9 a.m. Elements of Carry Center International, a place of comfort.